Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. We've been busy with stuff. No.
You have, but that's about to change. First off, Wolf's announced a UK tour in March, so there's lots of excited fans over here to welcome you back, and we're honoured to be first on the list.
Yeah, thanks. We're really looking forward to get back to the UK. It's always felt like our second home.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. So it's been quite a while, obviously, now since your last album, Devil Seed, was released, which was way back in 2014. So what's been going on? Can you just fill me in a little bit? What's been going on with the band?
Well, we've been touring with that album and doing more live shows, I think, than any other album. And also we've been all working full time on our day jobs to support our families because...
Yeah.
Things are not, you know, times are changing and it's getting tougher, at least for us Swedish people. And, you know, when you have kids, you have to really, you want to support them. So that's why we also work day jobs and that makes everything take, you know, a lot longer time. Mm. But we've been writing songs since 2015 and we finished the songwriting in March this year, but then there's been a lot of other stuff we had to deal with, and also Simon Johansson in the band, he's building a top-notch studio in Stockholm called Solna Sound, so that's where we would record, so we had, you know, wait for him to finish the studio, but actually we're entering the studio on Tuesday to start the recording.
Awesome.
The next album, so it feels really, really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And before we go on to the album, of course, you've been busy as well because you've done the Doomsday Kingdom as well, haven't you, during this time?
Yeah. That was really a nice experience working with Leif Hidling from Candlemass. It was started as his own a bit of solo project, but I think with all the four band members, it felt like a band right away. So I think you could... actually call it a band, but it's course it's Leif's band, but it's we feel like a band, and it was very nice. We did some live shows with that one, and it was Leif's comeback to play bass on stage as well after a long time of sickness.
Yeah,
so great experience and great album. I must say I really love the songs.
Definitely,
it did really well in reviews.
Yes, yeah. Will there be more to come then? Are you planning doing more with them?
I don't know, it's really up to Leif. I think he has so many projects going on. Everybody in the band wants to do another one. I think Leif wants it too, but we'll see in the future. It's really up to him. He is the kind of person that wants to write everything, and he wants also to have, you know, a whole concept for the whole thing with album cover and everything. So... it's really up to him, but when he's finished with his creative, stuff, then it's really easy to make the album because it's so great musicians, and we all are very comfortable in the studio and have our own, you know, setups.
Yeah.
So it's recording a Doomsday Kingdom album. I really didn't know that. We had recorded before it was done, you know, it was so easy.
Oh, great. Cool.
So it didn't take much energy at all from my Wolf stuff, really.
Yeah.
It's a whole other thing, you know. In Wolf, I am kind of the main guy. We are a band, but a lot of things are up to me. With the Doomsday Kingdom, I'm not the guy, I'm just the singer, you know.
Yeah.
Just do my stuff and try to make a good job, and the other guys are phenomenal at what they do, so it's really a breeze.
Great, no pressure. Oh, that's cool. So we look forward to more, hopefully sometime. Okay, so back to Wolf. You just announced, as you said, that you're going to record the 8th Wolf album next week. You're starting, and it's really highly anticipated from all the fans, obviously with there being quite a gap since the last one. So what can you tell me about it so far?
Well, drums are, you know, it's a bit rawer and rougher than the Devil's Seed. The Devil's Seed was a bit polished. Mm. I don't want to call it polished, but it has really a lot of depth to it. But it was also a, you know, kind of expensive sounding production. This yeah. time we really want to get back to the roots of, you know, the old school wolf with the energy and the rawness, you know.
Oh, great.
But still keeping that depth. So this time I try to write simpler stuff, you know, simple, powerful songs that, and not overwrite it and not overwork the demo. So, you know, when the band comes in, we can all make, you know, the band thing really pop out. So I'm really excited. And also I can tell you that one of the reasons this album has taken so long is because for me, songwriting is my therapist, that's my shrink. And I had some really, you know, weird experience and dark period in my life that I really never you know, talked to someone about it, just put the lid on, and now, like 20 years later, I think I knew to get forward in life, I really had to deal with these issues, and that's what these songs are about.
Right.
And I felt that I couldn't really rush this process of writing the songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and
sense.
Also, I think, you know, a lot of things going on in the world that also the album deals with. And it's been kind of this album is not about just writing 10, 12 songs and record and get it out. It's a bit deeper than that, I think, at least for me. So
yeah.
That's why it's taken a while.
Great. Oh, I'm sure it'll be worth waiting for. So roughly, have you got a rough time when the fans can expect it to be released?
Yeah, the plan is to, it's not official yet, but I can tell it to you. the plan is to release it in August.
Right.
It depends on cool. how well it goes in the studio, but I think it should be very easy to record it, and we have things well planned out, and everything is written already, so we don't have to sweat in the studio and come up with good lyrics and melodies. Everything is, you know, the foundations of the songs are already there. So I think it will actually be released after the summer, as we plan.
Great stuff. Oh, in honor of my birthday. My birthday's in August, so thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, of course. You know that.
Okay, oh, really looking forward to it. That's going to be awesome. So, back to touring. As we said, we've got the long-awaited UK dates, and you've also got a Swedish festival in the summer, and I'm sure you're going to be wanting to tour more with the new album as well later on, and I'm sure fans around the world would like to know when you'll visit them. So, have you got any more plans coming up for touring?
No more plans, because our booking agency is the... We're on K2 now, and they need kind of a new album to work with, and
I
a new release date. So it's not it's in the works, but we haven't got any dates yet, and we have to plan this thing a bit carefully to make the best of it.
Yeah.
But the plan is, of course, to tour more than we did with the Devil's Seed. And, you know, this small UK tour we're doing in March is just, you know, a taste of what's coming. So I'm really, really looking forward to get out on the road again.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be awesome. So I guess we won't get treated to a new song. It's going to be too early in March, isn't it?
Maybe. I can't promise it, but it would be very cool if we find the right song, and it's also a thing we really have to think about carefully, especially these days when everyone, you know, filming with their phones.
Yes.
You have to pick a song that sounds pretty good, even, you know, if you have a really bad footage, you know, and everything. So we'll see.
Lots to think about.
I don't say that we never will do that, but I won't make any promises.
Cool. So back in the studio soon, and then I guess you have a little break for Christmas, and then back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's what we do. I'm in my studio now, doing some pre-production, and on Tuesday we go to the big studio in Solna, where Simon's studio, and then just, you know, I'll take like Christmas Eve off and New Year's Eve off maybe, but
yeah,
it's going to be work and rock around the clock, you know.
Oh,
until
awesome.
It's done.
Yeah. Oh, that's great stuff. Okay, well, we're really looking forward to it. So just to finish off, we'll catch up again another time later, just a quick one today. So would you like to just leave a message to finish for your fans?
Yeah, well, to all our UK fans, we just want to say thank you so much. You've always been there for us and make every show so special. And thank you for, you know, your, you know, being able to wait so long for the next album, and we'll try to make it worth for you. No, the wait will be worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Yeah, really looking forward to it. So good luck in the studio to you all, and
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you here in March. So thank you very much for the chat, Nick, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.